The creator of the universe wants to meet with you tomorrow morning. You don't even have to get dressed. You can be in your PJs. You don't have to leave your home. But you do have to plan an appointment. And that means saying, I'm going to stop doing this so I can start doing that. If you're burning the candle at both ends, you're not as bright as you think you are.
Where we are at any given moment makes a big difference in whether or not cell phone calls, text messages, or emails are able to reach us. And that's a lot like our relationship with God. Where we are in our spiritual walk determines whether or not God is able to get through to us. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, we've reached the last couple of days in our series called Hearing the Voice of God. In these powerful lessons, Rick is teaching us how we can truly hear from the Lord, making it so much easier to know and do His will for our lives. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the Most Requested Messages by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, a 6-message collection you will definitely want to add to your audio library. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called Getting God's Vision for My Life.
Jesus said this, don't worry about what you'll eat. Don't worry about what you'll drink. Don't worry about what you'll wear. Your heavenly Father knows you need these things. Did you know that God is concerned about every area of your life, every detail? If you're concerned about it, He's concerned about it. You know what that means? It means you ought to talk to Him about everything. If your face breaks out, if you're concerned about it, God's concerned about it. If your stomach's upset, if you're concerned about it, God's concerned about it. The Bible says God knows every hair on your head. He's got them numbered. You don't even know that. He knows how many fell out in your brush this morning. God knows more about you than you do, and He's interested because He's a loving, perfect Father, and He's interested in everything. You can talk to Him about everything in your life. He cares about all the details, all the decisions, all the delights, and all the disasters. So you come to God, I desire, God, I want to know your dream, I want to know your vision, and then I withdraw, and I get alone with God, and I talk to Him about everything that's on my heart. And then here's the third step to getting the vision. Wait. I want, I withdraw, and I wait. I must calm my emotions. I must calm my thoughts and my emotions if I'm going to hear from God. The reason why most people never hear God speak to them is their mind is operating at such a high RPM, they never slow down enough to let God talk to them, and hurry is the death of prayer. Hurry is the death of prayer. You got to slow down. You got to be quiet. Once you get into a quiet spot, now you got to get a quiet mind. And you can't do that fast. You gotta wait. You cannot calm yourself down quickly. It's like trying to go to sleep quickly. I'm gonna go to sleep in 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. It's like, I'm gonna get calm. Here I am. I'm getting calm. Okay, I'm really, really, really calm. I'm really, okay, ready. Okay, I'm ready, God. I'm calm. No, it wouldn't work that way. You just gotta take some deep breaths and you gotta calm down. Now, in Habakkuk chapter 2, here's the thing he does. He says, I will wait. In fact, in the New International Version, it says, I will station myself. Circle that word station. What does it mean to station yourself? It means stay put. It means station. It means you do not move. He's like those guards out in front of the Buckingham Palace. And people are out there trying to get him to move. And they are stationed. And they're not going to look, they're not going to move, they're not going to smirk. They are stationed, and they are not going to move. And that's what you need to do. You wait on God, you calm your body. I'm going to be still until I hear from you, God. I'm not moving, God, until you talk to me. The truth is, God talks to those who take the time to listen. God talked to David the most because David wanted it the most, and he took the most time. Now, how do you do that? How do you station yourself? How do you calm your mind down from all the stress and all the strain and all the things you're thinking about and all the conscience things? How do you calm your mind down? Okay, here's how you do it. You calm your emotions and you calm your mind by calming your body. You calm your mind by relaxing your body. Your mind always responds to your body's reactions. And would everybody agree that the way you feel physically affects your mood? Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you feel bad, you don't think good. You're not thinking happy thoughts. You know, it's hard to be a philosopher with a toothache. You know, all you're thinking about is how bad you hurt. And so your body influences your attitude. And as your body relaxes, so does your mind. So here's what you do. In that quiet time with God, you just wait and you take some deep breaths. You breathe in through the nose, three or four breaths in, and then blow it out slowly. And you do that three or four times. And you just sit still. You don't move. You wait.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
So many people request copies of Rick's teachings every day for their personal audio libraries. And there are hundreds of messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick has put together a brand new collection of his most requested teachings. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. If you've been listening to this broadcast for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. Messages include Becoming Best Friends with God, Building a Strong Spirit, What Are You Fighting For? How Much You Matter to God, Learning to Be Both Fast and Slow, and Daring to Wait on God. This hand-selected six-message collection is available in a boxed CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, right now by going to PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
And so your body influences your attitude, and as your body relaxes, so does your mind. So here's what you do. In that quiet time with God, you just wait and you take some deep breaths. You breathe in through the nose, three or four breaths in, and then blow it out slowly. And you do that three or four times, and you just sit still. You don't move. You wait. And you relax your muscles, and you get comfortable. The Bible says David sat before the Lord. You know, a lot of people think you have to be on your knees and hold your hands like this to pray. No, you don't. That's one appropriate way to pray in the Bible. But actually, the most common form of praying, the posture in the Bible, is standing, looking up to heaven with your eyes wide open, talking out loud. Why? I actually find that's easier because I focus better when I talk out loud. The only time I close my eyes is when I'm going to sleep. If I get on my knees and close my eyes, I'm out in 5 minutes. Dear Lord, if I'm on my knees, man, I'm going out quick. So I don't pray on my knees, very rarely. And I don't close my eyes. And I suggest you find a quiet place where you can keep your eyes wide open and you can talk aloud to God just like I'm talking to you right now. Hey, God. And you just talk to God. And you know what? You don't have to be poetic, and it doesn't have to be a speech, and it doesn't have to be these and thous, and you can actually stop. You don't even have to have complete sentences. God knows what you're thinking. You don't have to be eloquent. Say, God, I don't know what to say right now. Help me to know what to say right now. Oh, yeah. Remember that guy yesterday? I didn't like what he said. That ticked me off. And you talk to God about that. And you know what? I really am a little afraid of this. And I don't know how to share that fear with my wife. And you just talk to God. And if you're quiet, you know, when I talk to my wife, we're not always talking back and forth all the time. There's pauses in a conversation. So you just get comfortable. You might write this verse down, 2 Kings 3:15. In 2 Kings 3:15, a guy named Elisha, he was a prophet. He has somebody come in and play the harp while he prays and talks with God. You know what? That's a good case of instrumental music, praise music. Kay loves to put on instrumental praise music during her quiet time. If I hear it going on in her study, I figure she's having a quiet time. Because somehow it's that quiet music, instrumental, gets her in touch with God. If that works for you, great. Do it. Whatever works for you. Now, David tells us to wait on the Lord. And all through Scripture, there are many promises about waiting on God. In Isaiah, it says, those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Are you out of energy? Are you frequently wiped out and fatigued? You need to wait on the Lord. Those that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. That means you're not going to poop out before you get to the goal. How do you get that kind of energy? You got to wait on God every day. How do you do that? David says three things. On the back of your outline, write these down. First, in waiting on God, you wait quietly. Psalm 62, I wait quietly before God, for my hope is in Him. You mean I can just sit there and not be reading the Bible or praying? Yes, that's called waiting on God. You just sit there and be quiet. I wait quietly before God. My hope is in Him. That allows your engines to cool down. You can't force yourself to calm down quickly. It takes time. So you wait quietly. Number two, wait patiently. Wait patiently. Psalm 37:7, be still. Don't move. Be still in the presence of the Lord. And wait patiently for Him to act. Now, so once your body is still and your mind is quiet, you start becoming more sensitive and you're going to hear God in a way you've never heard Him before. Okay? You're going to hear Him and you're going to be more open. Now you say, you know, wait a minute, isn't this transcendental meditation? No, it's the exact opposite of transcendental meditation, which is a Middle Eastern, a New Eastern, New Age, Eastern philosophy. Transcendental meditation says, put your mind in neutral, let your mind go blank and go, and contemplate the lint in my navel. No, that's not it at all, okay? Biblical meditation is focusing on God. Lord, I want to just feel Your presence. I want to focus on You. I want to know You. I want to hear You. I want to sense Your presence in my life. And it takes time. But you have to calm yourself down. Now look up here. Inner calm is the intercom to God. Inner calm is the intercom to God. You're not going to hear God. You say, God, I'm really in a hurry. If you talk to me right now, I got to go pick up the kids. God's going to go, hello? This is the most important thing in life. You are never wasting your time when you're waiting on God. In fact, it is the most important thing you do in life. Because God did not put you on this planet to mark things off your to-do list. That's not why you're alive. The most important thing you can do in your life is spend time alone with God every day. It doesn't have to be a long time, just every day, where you plug in because you were made to know God. And if you get the end of your life and you don't know God, sorry, you just blew your life. You just wasted the reason God made you. Because God didn't put you here just to make a bunch of things and die. Inner calm opens my inner calm to God, and the goal of prayer is to hear God's voice. So I wait quietly, I wait patiently, and the third thing, I wait expectantly. Expectantly. This is the faith factor. I think, God, I believe you're going to speak to me. I believe you're going to talk to me. I expect it, because you've promised to do this. David says in Psalm 105, I wait expectantly, trusting God to help, for he has promised. God has promised to talk to you if you'll take the time to listen to him. So waiting is never wasted time. Now, here's the steps. Want, I got a desire to hear God's vision, goal, dream for my life. I got to want it. Withdraw. I get off by myself in a quiet time, in a quiet space. And by the way, the only way you're going to be able to do this is you're going to have to get up earlier. You can't add it into your existing schedule, which means you're going to have to go to bed 30 minutes earlier. And really, the decision comes down to this. Who do you want to spend time with, Jesus or Conan? Really, that's your choice, because you're going to have to get up earlier so you're not rushed and in a hurry to spend some time to start with God getting plugged in. Friends, there is nothing on nighttime TV, late night TV, that will change your life. Nothing. Nada. Zip. Leno won't change your life. Letterman won't change your life. Claiborne won't change your life. Conan won't change your life. Spending that 30 minutes earlier, getting in bed, and then getting up 30 minutes and spending it with God will change your life. Now, if I told you that tomorrow morning at 4 a.m., the Queen of England, the President of the United States, and the Pope of the Catholic Church all wanted to meet with you privately at the Orange County Courthouse, you probably wouldn't even go to bed tonight. You'd take a bath. You'd probably take two baths. You'd go find an all-night barber or beauty salon, go out and get a new suit, you get all dressed up, spiffed up, you get there 30 minutes early. The creator of the universe wants to meet with you tomorrow morning. You don't even have to get dressed. You can be in your PJs. You don't have to leave your home. But you do have to plan an appointment. And that means saying, I'm going to stop doing this so I can start doing that. If you're burning the candle at both ends, you're not as bright as you think you are. So you got to decide what's more important to me, another 30 minutes late night TV or time with God every morning. You just got to decide. And one day God's going to say, which one did you choose? And you didn't have, oh, Lord, I couldn't have meet with you this morning. I was tired. Something came up. Yeah, I saw it. It's big and white. It's called a sheet. So you get alone with God, and then you come to step four. Step four is watch. Watch. And what I do in watch is I let God give me a mental picture. I'm going to explain this. First, I want, God, I want to know you. I want to hear from you. I want to know your dream, your vision. And then I withdraw, and then I wait, and I get quiet, and I wait patiently and quietly, and I wait expectantly, and then I watch. And I let God give me a mental picture. Now, the fourth thing that Habakkuk does, he says here, he says, I will look to see what he will say to me. I'm going to climb. I will. That's the desire. Climb into my watchtower. Get alone. And I will wait. That's step three. Wait to see what the Lord will say. Now, what is, look at that. Wait to see. I will look to see. What does he say? I will look to see what he'll say to me. Why wouldn't it be more right to say, I will listen to hear what he'll say to me?
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope.
If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. And while you're there, be sure and sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. And check out all the other great resources available to you at PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. So many people request copies of Rick's teachings every day for their personal audio libraries, and there are hundreds of messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick has put together a brand new collection of his most requested teachings. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. Now, if you've been listening to this broadcast for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. Messages include Becoming Best Friends with God, Building a Strong Spirit, What Are You Fighting For? How Much You Matter to God? Learning to Be Both Fast and Slow? And Daring to Wait on God? This hand-selected six-message collection is available in a box CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, right now by going to PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. And thanks in advance for your support. Your gift helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
You've heard me talk about the 3,000 tribes left in the world that have no believer, no Bible, and no body of Christ, no known Christian or church in those tribes. And one of the goals at Daily Hope is to take the good news into those areas so that there is a Bible and a believer and a church planted there. Now, the way we do this is what's called the near neighbor strategy. Some of these tribes, if you're an American, you couldn't go into because you're of a different nationality. But a near neighbor who lives within 20 miles or 50 miles or 100 miles, they could reach those people that we can't. So here's the strategy of Daily Hope. We train pastors. And we train pastors in countries all around the world. We've trained over 500,000 pastors from 164 countries. And this year, we're focusing particularly on Africa. We have a strategy we started a few years ago called the All Africa Strategy. And what we do is we're bringing in the leading pastors and church leaders from all 56 African nations. And we've been training them in Rwanda on how to build healthy churches that bring people in, build them up to maturity, train them for their ministry, and send them out on their life mission. And we are then matching pastors from America with pastors in Africa to partner together to develop a nationwide strategy. We've already had 26 nations in Africa begin the training. Another 26 nations are starting in a month or two. And we already have about 160 pastors from America who have started working with our churches in Africa. These pastors are partnering. Your church could partner with an African church or churches to help take a nationwide strategy of building healthy churches that can reach these unreached people groups. It's a big vision, it's a simple vision, but it's one that when you give to Daily Hope, you're supporting. So when you give to Daily Hope, you're not just supporting the broadcast here. And remember, I don't take any money for this. I serve this ministry for free. But we are actually using your gifts to spread the good news around the world, to train other pastors around the world. You have a part and a partnership in the Great Commission in Africa and in all of the seven continents. Now, I just want to say thank you for your support. Many of you have been faithful in the past year, and particularly it's these monthly gifts that come every single month. It doesn't have to be a lot. It's whatever you're able to give. It's the regularity that allows us to keep on reaching into new areas, new tribes, new countries, and a new vision. Now, you can give to Daily Hope online. You go to the website, PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Pretty easy. And just make your gift there. Thank you so much for your heart to reach people around the world. It's my heart. I know it's your heart. And together, we can take the message of hope to the least, to the last, and the lost all around the world. God bless you for what you're doing.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.